Blog Talk Radio.
Talk Radio, Radio. I know y'all remember this one.
Hell yeah.
Hot Talk Radio getting it in, baby.
We're doing this one for all the ladies.
2013.
H-Town Boys. Kicking it with my boy Luke. For the night.
Yeah, I know you remember this one. What you wanted to do, cuz? Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What's up, world? What's up, ATL? It's your girl, Lady Libra, coming through your motherfucking speaker. And I know damn well you didn't think we was going to change that shit up for 2013. What's up,
yeah.
What's up, ATL? It's your girl, Lady Libra, coming through your motherfucking speaker, a.k.a. DJ Hell No. Hell No, I don't know what I'm doing, but I bet you I'm making this shit work. DJ Trapper John, Swerve G, Pimpin' Sweet, Big Baby, your girl, Lady Libra, hell. We going in, y'all. Let go. Hot Talk Radio, today, tomorrow, for motherfucking ever. You gonna respect this motherfucking precious
babe on the beat. It's Hot Talk Radio. It's Hot Talk Radio. It's Hot Talk Radio. We coming through your speakers and we live. Lady Libra, y'all. It's Trapper, Trapper, Trapper John.
Trapper John.
Pimpin', 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 Sweet.
Pimpin', Sweet.
Swerve, Swerve, Swerve. G, G, Swerve, Swerve, Swerve. G, yo boy, Big Baby. Yeah, yeah. Let's go.
Let's go.
Hot Talk Radio. It's Hot Talk Radio.
Wow.
while I take a toll of these guns we got. You know what I'm saying?
Sewer bitches, please, please, settle down, settle down. It's all good. It's all good. Just settle down, baby. Just settle down. Super niggas got this. You know what I'm saying? We let you have your turn. Nah, it's our turn. You know what I'm saying? Hey, that's how we gonna do it. Let's go. Hot Talk Radio.
You gon' respect this pussy.
Talk Radio.
Yeah. Y'all already know what to do, man. It's Pimp Juice Takeover Tuesday. Hot Talk Radio. We going in, man. 917-889-8677. It's the call-in number. If you want to call in, chime in on the situation that we got at hand, man. This is To Top It Tuesday. Who's at the top? Who's at the bottom? Do you like to be on the top or do you like to be on the bottom? Top It Tuesday, you already know. It's the second Tuesday of the new year. You already know. How long can you top the first one? It's Pimp Juice Takeover Tuesday. This is the show where the pimps, players, and hustlers, and trappers, gangsters, and light in the world on the topic at hand. Let's go, what it is, man. This is Two Topic Tuesday. We're going in. It's Hot Talk Radio, man. What we want to know off the rip is how can you top a show like this? Hey, no way. All right, if y'all got some suggestions, holler at your boy, man. Hit us up, man. Describe an event, whatever happened to you, man. You be like, yo, can't nothing top this shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? If you ever been, like, to a show, like, Cameo, some shit, like, no, like, Earth, Wind, and Fire, or some shit. Or, like, the fucking Cirque du Soleil, you be like, hey, can't nothing top this shit. I'm saying, or, like, if you ever been with a bitch, if you ever been with a woman, and you know, you in your mind is like, ain't nothing better than this right here. And you might be like 25, you know what I'm saying, 29 years, whatever years old, and you done had a, you done had your time, you know what I'm saying, you done did your damn thing. You know what I mean? And we want to know, did the person that, you know, you was hollering at, did they have hot chocolates on it? We want to know.
Don't. everybody gone.
Know who not bomb a blood rampant. You know me? I am the original Dantana. You understand the road, boy? I don't want to ramp with bomb a blood, me. Come on. I murder people for fun. Murder on a bomb a blood for fun.
That's right. We murdering them for fun. Hot Talk Radio. That's what we do, man. We on top of the shit. We on top of the game. We on top. We like to be on top, man. Who likes to be on top? Who likes to be on bottom? Sometimes, I like for a bitch to be on the bottom. I mean, I'm sorry. I like for a lady. You know what I'm saying? To be up underneath me. Okay. But it's all to the good, man. I'll let her be on top. But it's all to the good. Y'all know what it's doing, man. It's Hot Talk Radio. We're going in, man. This is Topic Tuesday on Pimp Juice Takeover Tuesday. The Pimps, Players, Gangsters, and all the hustlers is checking in. They got things on their mind that they want to get off their chest. And we switching it up still for 2013. We switching it up, y'all. We giving y'all something fresh, something new. You know, we got some, you know what I mean? Some new stuff that we're chiming in about this year. Yeah, it's been a long year last year, but this is new. Matter of fact, you already know we already nominated for another award this year. You know what I'm saying? We ain't going to speak on that. That's on to another. Shout out to all the other 8 awards that we won last year. Thanks for everybody for voting for us and all that good stuff, man, keeping us on top of the game. You know what I'm saying? It can't top this. Man, I swear that I cut on, you know, certain things, and I be hearing people, you know, try to mimic this and try to revamp it and try to polish it off or whatever. Can't polish something that's already shining, baby. Y'all already know what to do, man. It's Hot Talk Radio, man. This is Top This Tuesday, man. All right, y'all know what to do, man. How can you top a show like this that's so spectacular, hasn't been seen by anyone else? It hasn't been done by anyone. Do you have an idea that hasn't been done? Do you know that a black person can still be the first person to do something? So you can be at the top of your game without even trying. You know what I'm saying? You just be like, I was the first black person to solve a math problem with, you know what I'm saying, such and such many digits. Or whatever, it don't matter. I was the first motherfucker. Black person to, you know, run up Mount Everest. All that is still open for black people, man. So this is not a black show or a white show, but I'm just saying that it's still, you can be the first. For everybody out there, you can still be the first. You can be the first Chinaman to swim from here to Jamaica. Let's go. Y'all know this, man. This is Hot Talk Radio, man. Call in, chime in, man. 917-889-8677 is the call-in number. Hit me up. Press that 1 if you want to talk about anything. Like, if you like being on the top of everything that you do, in every situation, if you like to be on the top, or if you like to be on the bottom. Ain't nothing wrong with being a bottom feeder. I'm with you. Ain't nothing wrong with it.
But let me tell you something. I love weed, okay? I love it. But not as much as I love pussy.
I do it. Nigga, fuck your time, nigga. I waited my whole life to be the man of the hour. I really can't lie, I was a man when I started. I'll be the man when I die. Man, these hoes take your money, and I take their virginity. I'm high, I split a O in half, and now it's up for rent. This way I'm crazier than crazy, extra retarded and stupid. I put that weed in the earth and pass it. Yep, that's Allie, you been okay now. Oh, that's your girl. Well, I don't give a master two shits. Okay, I'm west side, till I'm dying underneath them two lips. You Bordeaux like Enrique. I'm 2 pay, I'm 3 pay. I'm looking like I'm a sweepstakes, but I treat your girl like a cheapskate. Cause I need a crib, a big estate. I need a boat, and that need a lake. I need some salmon, that need a plate. That need a step, so I feed my plate. My crew is who I be with it. It's rosé, I sippity sip it. I'm quagmire, I fuck hoes. My cash flow, I giggity giggit. Oh boy, I'm cockamanian, the most zaniest, insanian. Pulling up in Mercedes. Rolling up like I'm Damien. I love girls that's Arabian, Albanian, Caucasian. I ride around Guinea Cranium. My dick is hard as titanium. Oh boy, you had your chance and blew it. You blew it. Stand aside and watch a real nigga do it, bitch.
Mine.
just bow down. The world mine, I'ma let you live. The world mine, the world mine. The one and only in this motherfucker. What? Niggas staring like we the only one in this motherfucker. How could you not know we in this motherfucker? Wait. I got my haters looking lonely in this motherfucker. Whoa, whoa. I'm sipping on whatever I get handed. Throwing house parties so crazy that my crib look like a campus. Play your cards right and I could blow you up. No, I ain't gambit shit. I'm
wasted.
This looks like a job for Captain Planet. Not good loady woady. I just took more shots than Kobe. The realest niggas is repping the baddest bitches promoting. She puts that thong on my groin, and then it go boing. Got my front her on her bumper, does it look like she toying? I hustle hard like I'm finna lose the crib, and party hard like I'm finna do it big. All I ever do is big, so all she wanna do is big. Girl, what your name is? I really can't remember. The tone breaking tree down, somebody yell out timber. I'm up in them kush clouds, lighting up like I'm Zeus. Bitch, stand back, watch out.
I'm real nigga too.
Check. Ah, you understand?
It's going down right here at Hot Talk Radio, man. This is the Topic Tuesday, man. Call in, holler at your boy, man. 917-889-8677. Press the 1 if you want to chime in, man. And then we'll get it in, and I'll let y'all know what you need to do to get your life right.
Hot Talk Radio. Lady Debra. Hot Dog Radio.
Yeah. It's your boy Dumb Beats. Check it back in. You know what I'm saying? It's going down right here. Hot Talk Radio. Let's go. Let's go. Oh, yeah. Come on. Hey. This is a big shout out to Lady Libra and Hot Talk Radio.
You looking sweet, dog.
Let's go, come on. Hot Talk Radio.
Wish that I could love you, God.
Lady Libra.
In a special way.
Let's go, let's go.
Like my mind.
Hot Talk Radio.
That I was not going to check in. You know what I'm saying? Yes, this is the show with the pimps, players, hustlers, gangsters, trappers, everything in the world. Tell about what I'm, you know, I just, you know, I was on top of my game. That's all I'm going to say. You know what I'm saying? But shout out to everybody that's on top, on the bottom, you know what I'm saying? Either way, hey, shout out to you. Don't get discouraged. If you already on top, you got more drama. If you on the bottom trying to get to the top, you still got more drama. So either way, you fuck. So do you, I'm going to do me, and we're going to, you know, make this shit work. Now, I'm going to let Chuck John play around with y'all long enough. Hey, Libra is here. And he's going to tell me, don't give them hell, give them heaven. And I was like, I fuck around and give them heaven, then they're going to be trying to find me and kick you in the door. So I'm going to stick to the hell part of it. You know what I'm saying?
What? Don't bother me. I'm just saying I'm on top of my game.
You on top of your game?
Don't bother me. I just want to
speak on the one subject, the one subtopic that said, have you ever heard a hook that was so hard that you ain't heard nothing else top it?
I can say that.
You know
a couple of joints that, you know what I'm saying, like, you know, it's just classic. You know what I mean?
Name one.
What you mean, name one?
I mean, you just can't say yeah. We don't do yes and no answers on here.
I already know. I'd rather show you. I can show you better than I can tell you, man.
You can show me the name of the song.
Oh, yeah. A-Ball and MJG in the motherfucking house. And we came here today to talk to you about this thing called pimping. It has been misunderstood over the years. So now we have come to set the record straight. Niggas don't do this shit right. It takes a special kind of nigga. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It takes a nigga that's hard from the start. You gotta have heart to meet a bitch, mack her down, then rip her apart. It's all in the game. A nigga can't change. If you don't break a bitch, then your game is lame, man. See, I'm from Tennessee with curls and gold teeth. So everywhere I go, bitches strike up conversations with me about the way I talk, about the way I dress, about how my gold teeth look so fresh. See how I bait them. That deep voice just make a bitch knees weak. I'm in my Cadillac, chilling like a Fat Mac, smoking on a fat sack, drinking on a pain of yak. I pick up just the way it is. Niggas have to take a chance when you ain't around. Anybody could be in that ass. But I'm just a young nigga trying to make a dollar. And the way I live, to some it's hard to swallow. See, living down south ain't what you think it'd be. 9 times out of 10, niggas like me.
A nigga about the M-O-N-E-Y. See a hoe, break a hoe, and try to influence the bitch to turn a trick for the nigga who persuaded her to sell ass like hoes supposed to. Now how the fuck you think a pimp is slipping? Surrounded by all these hoes that's going and giving me money. It's funny how a hoe can make you think she with ya when all the time she's just another nigga gold digger. MJG got a bitch for a rich trick. Take care of your business, bring me the money, get it, shit is big. Hope don't violate, bitch, you know I taught you better. Take all his cash, bam on his ass, write that trick a love letter. Train your woman to break a man, man meaning another nigga. Just some shit in the game, same old same to make your pimpin' thicker. Slicker the pimpin' gets, freakier gets the bitch. MJG is rich, I'm cuckoo for these tricks.
You know what I'm saying?
You can't stop that, huh?
Okay, top that.
Don't let the top of super nigga.
And some top grade reefer. What? Top shelf alcohol, top grade reefer. And a top shelf bitch. What? Top notch bitch. And top shelf liquor and some top grade reefer. It's going digital. Everything on top.
You word that right. It's a top notch super bitch.
Yo, John.
What it is?
What's happening, man?
What's good with you, baby?
You got it, man. Hey, we already know you on top of your game and everything, man. Hey, how does it feel to be on top, bro?
Man, look, dog. It's lonely at the top. You know what I'm saying? It's lonely at the top. But the thing about it, I tell them all, heavy is the head that wears the crown.
Hey. Hey. You know what I'm saying? You want to wear the crown, come with great power comes great responsibility.
Already.
They understand that. More money, more problems.
Already, because I tell them in a minute, you know what I'm saying? You wasn't doing all that crying when you was winning, so why you start losing what you start crying for?
Exactly. And then like I said, for every cat that lose is a winner. For every winner is a loser. So, you know, hey, somebody got to lose. You know what I'm saying? Can't be on top all the time. That's why sometimes I'll be like, hey, go ahead, baby. Go ahead. This ride this thing, you know. Hey, I done been on top, you know. I done did my job.
And you got to let somebody else shine,
you did. Yeah. You know, ain't nothing wrong with taking a break. Sometimes
man.
You need a gift. A good leader knows when to follow.
Already.
You know what I'm saying?
Because that's the thing about it. That's also going to show your people that you appreciate them because everything that you've shown and taught them, you give them the opportunity to show you what they've learned.
Oh, shit now.
Yeah.
That's
motivation. Hey, we're talking about some real stuff here, man. This is how to be on top and be there comfortably. You know what I mean? Like, you can be on top and not be comfortable. This is how to be on top and be comfortable. You know what I mean? Exactly.
Because, see, the thing about me, brother, I'm going to tell you about a king like myself. The one way that I know how I can stay on top of my game, because the only motherfucker that I'm competing against is myself. So I'm always going to be better the next day than I was the day before. You dig?
Exactly. You just turn around, kick yourself in the ass, like, I beat you. I beat myself.
Already. And that'd be most motherfuckers' problem anyway, because they be done made a mistake, and then they want to blame everybody else, but look in the mirror, you dig?
Exactly. Now, understanding that the competition is within. But, like, I was talking to my people today, you know what I'm saying, my homeboy HP came through the studio, and lay some knowledge on me, and basically said the competition is basically egos. Everybody got an ego. Nobody want to take the back seat. A bunch of Indians that want to play chief, but, you know, don't know what it takes to play chief. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
How you going to be chief and you ain't even a good Indian? You got to be a good Indian before you can be a chief. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly, because see, the thing about it is, in order to make a good leader, you understand your people's needs. Because once upon a time, you was one of your people, you dig? So once you get to that plateau, you can actually understand and know what the people going through to appease what they need, you dig?
Exactly, you can really lead the people if you know where they been. If you don't know where the people been, then you can't lead them to where they need to go.
Because y'all going to be going around in a circle. Because if you don't know where you've been, you ain't going to know where you're going. And you're just going to keep going round and round in a motherfucking circle. And you still ain't made no progress.
This is Hot Talk Radio, y'all, man. We on top of the game. This is Pimp Juice Takeover Tuesday, man. Y'all know what I always say, man. Hey, if you want to beat a man, you got to beat the man. But how you going to beat the man if you can't even see the man? Y'all better take that.
And not only that, my nigga, and not only that, I got to piggyback on what you said earlier. Too many motherfuckers that want to be leaders, they too steady busy trying to be the man instead of be a man first. Be a man first before you try to be the man. Because if you don't know what the fuck you doing, what grown-ass man going to follow you? Because I tell them in a minute, dog, it takes a strong-ass man to lead me, you dig? And I ain't going down no motherfucking bunny hole.
I just tell him, hey, man, I bet you can't do it like me. You know what I'm saying?
All right. What's that, his swerve?
Hell, man. You know, I'm coming live from the motherfucking trap. You know what I'm saying? The frat house wide open.
So you already know this, man. Hey, we on top of the game over here, man. We on top of everything, man. We were just, me and Ja, we were just talking, man, letting people know that, hey, sometimes everybody want to be the man, but they got to, you know what I'm saying, to be the man, you got to beat the man. But a lot of these cats can't even see the man. They can't even see the man. So how they going to beat the man? They got to be on top of your game, man. So let these cats know, you know, how it feel to be on top of the game, bro.
And man, by the way, this is the topic.
No doubt, man. All I can say, man, is like, what's better than being number one? You know what I'm saying? Nobody can still answer that question for me. You know what I'm saying?
It should
feel real good up here, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, some bros, they hate to be number two. But I ain't never wrong with being number two.
Not at all.
Number two.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, sometimes the number two, bro, get, you know, more than the number one. Sometimes they get the extra side.
Hey,
you know what I'm saying? Because you only got so much time to spend with them, so they get the real 30 points of fury.
All right, man, I'm boyfriend number two to a lot of chicks, you know what I'm saying? And I love
boyfriend number two. Hey, that's why sometimes losing is winning.
And we got a lot to prove. You know what I'm saying? Boyfriend number two got a lot to prove.
Because he already he number two trying to get to the number one spot. Because above number one is zero. It ain't nothing.
Yeah, I don't even want a number one spot. I'm cool with being number two. I'm gonna stay right at number two spot. I'm trying to hold it down. I'm trying to solidify the number two spot. You know what I'm saying?
Number two like number one. That's what's up. It's keep being number two, but I don't want to be first.
Let's go out and meet you somebody so we can get you a number one. If you miss the number one, we gotta go get you somebody. You know what I'm saying?
Are you saying there's more pressure being number one?
Actually, it's more pressure being number two. You know what I'm saying?
Really?
But you just enjoy being number two. You know what I'm saying? Because you can always easily reel them back in being number two. You know what I'm saying? My favorite line, look, I ain't your man.
You know, she doing a little more than what she used to do, and
Yeah, brother can't get no round of applause, no round of applause, no nothing, man.
Damn, they're rude is what it is.
it's just outright disrespectful.
Yeah.
We need to do something about that. At the next Super Nigga Conference, we need to address that. We need to address all these, you know what I'm saying, all these number ones, you know, not paying the respect to the boyfriend number two. You know, they not giving us no respect.
I don't ask for much at all. You know what I'm saying? Just tell me thank you and that you appreciate what I'm doing with your chick.
I mean, at least put him a postcard in the mail or thank you or some shit.
Yeah, that's the least you can do, Buster.
Exactly.
Oh, ungrateful ass niggas, you dig?
I'm telling you.
Because, you know, we understand, you know what I'm saying? You probably say you done had a hard day at work, you know what I'm saying? You done made that bitch all that money, you know, you just want to come get to her and take your ass to bed, you know, and so she want to come rock it with, you know what I'm saying, with a real super nigga. So it's all good.
Yeah,
we're taking all that pressure off of you. You ain't got to worry about, you know, hey, all that's done. All she just sleeping. When you come home from work, she sleep. That's just all you have to worry about.
Think about all them peaceful nights you done got from no nagging, none of that. You know what I'm saying? You come back from overseas, you want to lay in your own bed and get some peace of mind, and she ain't bothering you. You know what I'm saying? She letting you sleep. Because she's straight.
A super nigga done already knocked the boot.
Yeah. We're doing this with all the ladies. H-Town boys. Kicking it with my boy Luke. For the 9-3, you know what I'm saying? Because we will be knocking the boots. G.I. Shazam Dino. They gon' do a little something for you real sexy, like, you know what I'm saying? Hey, yo, check the verse.
Last night I thought the back when we made good love, listening to some more of the game all night long. I want that whole thing back, make these moments once again perfect. So won't you, do it for her, babe. Good love and body rocking, knocking boots all night long, hey. Making love until we're tired to the break of dawn. But oh, come on, turn the lights down and let me get on it, yeah. Cause when I do to me and you, it'll be so right. Give me some good love,
somebody rocking, knocking the boots.
Give me some good love,
somebody rocking,
babe. Give me some good love. Give me some good love.
Somebody rocking, knocking the boots.
I feel so good when I'm here. That's why I always wanna be close to you. I'm so addicted to making love to you, baby. Oh, man, oh, baby. Good love and body rocking, knocking boots all night long. Making love until we're tired to the break of dawn. But oh, come on, I'm gonna light down and let me get on it. Cause when I do, just me. It'll be so right, so
some good love.
Somebody rockin', knockin' double.
Give me some good love.
Somebody rockin', knockin' double.
That's all I want, baby, yeah. Give me some good love.
Somebody rockin', knockin' double.
Somebody rockin', yeah. Give me some good love. I'm ready.
For those of y'all don't know what on top is, it's the highest or uttermost point. You know what I'm saying? They have exceeded the rest. They have the highest position. You know what I'm saying? So the super niggas are on top. Super bitches are on top. But I got a question I want to talk about that at the super niggas. Hey, fellas, have you ever been to exotic performance, you know, exotic show, and somebody did some shit that could, that can't nobody else top? You know what I'm saying? The performance was so spectacular that she ain't seen another bitch yet that could top that ball.
It's always somebody better than the next. Somebody always talking about they faster than somebody, or they quicker, or they pussy better. It's always somebody's shit, big. It's all, I mean, it's even, I'm a,
an exotic performance. You know, like you go to the show and the dancer, she's so bad that she ain't seen nobody better at the top of her performance. I know, well,
actually,
I have no problem.
Actually, yeah. I did. I was at the Claremont Lounge and this bitch smashed trash cans with her titties.
I was there, shit.
And I never seen that like that before in my life. Yeah.
What with her
titties? I smashed the whole trash can, the metal one. It was the whole trash can.
What's that?
Yeah.
Only thing I can remember that stands out of my head, it was Jazzy T's May 25th, 2000. You know what I'm
saying? She did some shit with that man's mind. You did?
It was 1:35 a.m. in the morning. I had just finished my full penitentiary on the rock. And this girl named Diamond hit the stage. And, you know, everybody was watching her. You know what I'm saying? And this motherfucker had some of the biggest pussy that she ever wanted to see this side of Mississippi. And she stretched them motherfuckers out and tied the motherfuckers in a knot, and the place went crazy.
You know what?
Oh, man. I think I got that on tape.
I know. Never seen nothing.
You
want to
bootleg
like
that shit? You want to bootleg it? I think I got that on tape. Hold on. Did you say that was 1985 or 19?
No, it was May 27, 2000. That's 1:35
a.m. Okay. I think I might get that like 5 minutes late. Yeah. Hey, that was I'm saying, what you ever seen that was your top show lately, ever since you want to bring it out?
I ain't never been here.
You ain't never been nowhere?
No,
what?
I mean, let me think. What I'm saying is, I have not had one that nobody else couldn't top. So therefore, it ain't burned in my mind. See, like that one that's burned into her mind. There ain't nothing that anybody can top. I don't try my pussy to listen to no damn knot.
You
ever
try?
You literally tied them into a knot. I tell you that everybody was lined up waiting on the lap dance for her when she got off that stage. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody was lined up waiting. The rest of that thing,
I mean,
no more
they could put them into a knot, they could probably walk with their pussy.
Exactly. Everybody was in line, but the pussy was just tied up.
It was tied up.
It was busy. So it was busy. It was tied up at the time, you know, couldn't get loose. Hey, that's one way to make sure, mama don't get up in there. Just tie it in a knot. Just tie your lips in the knot. Just like it's chance there ain't nothing getting through.
I'm trying to wonder if that was birth control came from.
Is that where it came from?
Is that where birth control started?
Probably so. Like, just tie it in the knot. That's it. Just tie it up. Just put a bow on it.
Yeah, exactly. Damn, she might be on to something.
Exactly. Hey. That's patting this.
Hey, Slur.
What's happening?
Did you take a picture of it?
No, I didn't, because, you know, back then, camera phones wasn't really big back then yet. You know what I'm saying? You got to remember, this was 2000.
He got a photographic picture. a memory. A memory.
You know what's so crazy? Like, I brought it back for the 15-year reunion last year for her to do it again at the house.
So, the person that she My question to you is what those lips look like now?
They still look exactly like they did back in the day. You know what I'm saying? Exactly the same. Can you believe that, sir?
Because I would have thought by now they would have been stretched down around her knees.
No, they look exactly the same. I don't know what she got going on. Maybe she got that.
She on top of her game. Yeah, she on top of her game. She just don't let the pussy just stretch out like that. She just stretches a little bit. You know, just a little bit, you know. And then she had to put some vinegar on it to stretch it, you know, make it shrink back.
You sure don't know about how to take care of pussy. Who pussy you been soaking in vinegar?
Hey, we've been taking care of this shit for a long time.
You know, so we got number ones out there that depend on us to take care of. Exactly. We got a lot of number ones depending on us. All them niggas, you know, they depending on us as number two, boyfriend number two, to train them and make sure when we send that pussy home that it's taken care of.
Yeah. I mean, I'm gonna let a secret out, man. For all y'all number ones who listen out there on the airways, something new that I'm implementing with all y'all chicks is that I'm teaching them how to cuddle you at night. You know what I'm saying? They're no longer asking for cuddling. They, you know, they holding you at night now. You know what I'm saying? Make you feel special.
Due to some violent content, parental discretion is advised.
A lot of number ones, they do need a little cuddling. They need more cuddling than the average.
Yeah, you know, they don't work hard all day. Some of them work two jobs, you know what I'm saying? You come home, you want to be held. You know what I'm saying? I'm teaching them not to be selfish, to hold you some night.
Exactly. Just put you up under the titty. That's it.
Yeah.
You keep going. Hold on to number one.
No doubt.
That's it, you know.
King John?
Yes, ma'am.
I mean, what you got to say pertaining to this situation?
What was the original question?
You wrote up. That's what the original question is.
And ain't nothing else left to be said after that. You know what I'm saying? That's it. That's my closeout. That's my closeout right now. What was the original question? We went full circle on y'all.
Exactly. We back to square one. We at the top. We back at the top of the list. We back at the top.
That's what we're talking about. The top. We back at the top.
At the top.
I'm not sure you about getting medicated during the show. You've been doing that before we're smoking.
But I'm saying, though, look, we'll fucking go all the way around in the motherfucking circle, come back to square one. They're going to tag me in. Now we're going to do it again. Let go.
No doubt.
No doubt. Have you ever been to an exotic performance and the female did something so spectacular that you have not met a female yet that could top her performance? Swerve just said that he saw he seen a bitch
top
pussy.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, shit. Swerve seen some other shit. I can dig it, you dig? But hey, as far as me, man, look.
Step away from the weed.
I seen.
He said look, me.
Hey, dig this. I seen this motherfucker go up a pole. I mean, and when she did it, I done seen, you know what I'm saying, a lot of women get down like that. But like you said, just this one, I hadn't seen one top her yet, and she remains nameless. We was off in this goddamn club, and this woman went up this pole, and I'm talking about when she came down, she was like, had one leg on the pole, like, but she was upside down. She had one leg on the pole, the other one, it was like she was doing a full split, and she had both her ass cheeks clapping at the same damn time. And
wow.
I'm like, hey, Shawty got 37 ones out of me right quick.
Damn, that's why you didn't want to say no name.
Hey, but dig it, though, the way she fucked me up because she had a butterfly on her ass cheek. That's what her tattoo was.
I know exactly who you're talking about.
She probably got her pussy tied together, and then the bitch that smashed the trash cans with her titties. They probably all hang out together.
Lady Libra, I'm talking about Shawty did it so simple. Shawty was so infamous with it that when she did that, hey, niggas rushed the stage.
That's it. It was a wrap.
Damn.
Niggas rushed. She shut that bitch down that night, you know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna lie, because I was standing there at the stage when she hit that bitch. Because I asked, you know what I mean? Because I'm the kind of nigga like this. I mean, yeah, they look good when they hit the stage. And it's going to be all exotic. I asked motherfuckers playing this up, but what is it going to take for you to get naked right now and do your thing? Shawty said, just $20. Boom. Shawty got naked. And I told her, I guess she must be me a favor. Shawty got naked, came back. She went down there and put her little spray on so she could shine her red ass up. Went up that pole, my nigga, came down. And them ass cheeks was clapping like it was a butterfly flying around that bitch, and niggas rushed the stage.
they went from the top of the stage to the bottom of the stage. That's it.
Already, from the top to the bottom, my nigga.
Damn.
Hey, I mean, what do you think about topless bars? What do you think about the topless bar scene?
Don't fuck with them. I think they need to be banned.
It ain't a strip club with they ain't showing pussies.
Right.
Damn.
Next question. Ban them bitches. Next question.
Exactly.
I like tattoos. I don't have any, but I like tattoos. And I seen a tattoo that I have not seen not one top yet. And I think Trapper Tom might agree with me because when we both saw it, both of our mouths dropped like, whoa. And I ain't even nobody that really liked to look at, you know, other females because, you know, I like to, you know, indulge in looking into my own self. But however, this particular woman had a butterfly tattoo on her pussy, and it was so fucking pretty. I ain't never seen a pretty pussy. But I was like, Trap, look at this. And we was like, I ain't never seen a tattoo top that shit. Because it's like when she spread her legs.
It really freaked me out because I never saw myself fucking an insect before. And then I had to really rethink this whole situation. I mean, it could be a beautiful thing. You know what I'm saying? A flower on your dick, it ain't that bad. Just a butterfly. It's pretty. It's a beautiful thing. You know what I'm saying? He had to rethink the whole situation out there, you know. That's what's up, man. I just seen some wild shit, man, but nothing top. Yeah, that might have been a top.
And you say, anybody that she showed that pussy to, gone back and say, that pussy got a butterfly on it. You know what I'm saying? That pussy fly.
Ain't mean that shit. And that nigga mean that shit.
That nigga mean that shit.
And I'm going to tell you like that right there. Now, when you see some shit like that, that's when the price of pussy is supposed to still be sky high. But these basic bitches done fucked it up. Because, I mean, I ain't even going to stunt. When you see some shit right there, now that's entertainment. I ain't even going to stunt. And I'll pay to see that, you dig? Because it ain't tricking if you got it.
But let me
but
tell you something. Bitches, I love you, okay? I love it. But not as much as I love pussy.
I mean, he got a point. He got a point.
I got a point. That's what's up. Got a damn good point. But y'all know what it is, man. It's Hot Talk Radio, man. 917-889-8677. That's the calling number. Press the 1 if you want to chime in on this conversation and let us know what's on your top list and, you know, who's on top of your get it list. You know what I'm saying? Who you want to get? Who's on your top I want to get to them list? Like, if I kiss this bitch, I'm going to fuck the shit out of her. Who's on the top of your list? If I kiss that nigga, I'm going to fuck the shit out of him. Who's on the top of your list? We want to know, man. Hey, we want to know. Get it wet.
Bet if I suck on that pussy, that'll get you wet. And rub my hand on that clit, that'll get you wet. And rub my tongue down your neck, that'll get you wet. Bet if I suck on them titties, that'll get you wet. Bet if I suck on that pussy, that'll get you wet. And rub my hand on that clit, that'll get you wet. And run my tongue down your neck, that'll get you wet. Bet if I suck on them titties, that'll get you wet.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Look,
yeah.
We gon' set the city on fire with this one.
Rack.
You know who it is.
Bang gang.
863.
Nego.
Money in my pocket.
It's Hot Talk Radio 917-889-8677 is the calling number. We on top of the game, man. We doing what we want to do, how we want to do it. We want to know how does it feel to be on top.
Hey, hey, Trevor Dunn, I got to ask this. You know how I like to do it. So, gentlemen, you know, please, you know, share your story. Have you ever had some head that was so good that you ain't met another bitch that could top that bitch head?
Oh,
I'm gonna have to say no, you know what I'm saying? Especially being that I'm teaching them how to do it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, because
it's a whole learning process.
As boyfriend number two, a lot of time we got to do a lot of training. As boyfriend number two, you know. Yeah.
Yeah, so John, have you ever had a head that was so good that you ain't met a bitch yet that could get a head better than that, bro?
I can neither deny or confirm that, though.
You know what you are? You pick women. You dick them down. Okay, dick them down.
I'm going along with, you know, being like boyfriend number two, and we have a lot of responsibilities, and a lot of it is to train them. So, you know, I mean, after I trained them, I've had, you know, some good, but it's always the next pupil always tops the last one, you know. You know what I'm saying? It's like I learn new tricks and new techniques to teach them as we progress.
We got another call on here, Ice. We got the caller name Ice. I guess he's so cold. I hope he on top. Ice?
What's happening?
What's happening?
What's going on?
I know you just chiming in, so I'm going to throw that question at you. Have you all had some head from a female so good that you haven't met another female yet that can top her head?
No, not yet. And I don't think that'll happen. I mean, like, he will never be topped. I mean, he will always get better and better. You know, somebody. Shit. So once that head is gone, the next head comes. I ain't thinking about the last one, so I don't know. You know, it is what it is. I can't just say, oh, yeah, that head there. No, that other head. No, that just, I can't ever see that coming, you know.
That's like a pair of ugly titties. It's very rarely that you see some ugly titties. Like, all of them got something pretty about it. You know what I'm saying? Every breast got something pretty about it. You know what I mean? If it's a titty. Now, I see some flat chests, you know, some boy chests that, you know, hey, it wasn't even a titty, so I didn't need a comment. But, you know, yeah, it's hard to tell him because, like I said, it don't ever get better and better, you know. Because it's like crap.
I mean,
you keep searching for that high.
Yeah, that's what
it is. Yeah, you know, and I sit there and I think about it. All of them are the best at the time. You know what I'm saying? Until the next one come along, each one of them are the best I ever had.
Okay, we got a little bit that's checked in. We got Kelly Red checking in. Let's see what she got to say by the topic. What's going on, Kelly Red?
Nothing Kelly Red got the best.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. She likes to be on top.
Now you gotta have that. You have to have that Kelly style. Y'all don't know nothing about that Kelly style.
Yeah, we didn't have the Kelly style, but you got the best.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's what I
heard. You've been voted. Oh, just moving on.
I love you. I love you, buddy.
This nigga loves everybody.
Oh, wow.
This one super nigga that loves everybody.
Hey, love everybody. Hey, yo, Kathy, so how does it feel to be on top? Because we know you're on top of your game and shit. So how does it feel to be on top?
Shit, I just keep on striving to be a lot better than what I am. That's it. That's it. You ain't never on top. You ain't never on top. Like you said, it's always... It's always gonna be someone that's your competition, no matter what you're doing.
It's always somebody better.
Yeah, always.
Damn.
It's always somebody trying to take your spot.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, but a lot of motherfuckers say I'm the best. I'm just saying.
You're the best at what?
You the best at what, Countdown?
I'm just saying. They say I'm the best.
The best at what?
From what I understand, Cali Red, the best I never had.
Yeah, that's a real talk.
I never had.
That's a real talk right there.
Is that possible? Because some shit be the best that you never had. I'm just saying, you just know that it's the best. You know it's hidden. You have looked at a bitch and like, I know that bitch got some good pussy.
Damn.
Yeah.
I hear that all the time.
Like, I know that nigga got some dick.
You know what? That's not true because some niggas just don't look like they got no good dick. I'm for real.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
I mean, the nigga might not look like he got no good dick, but I was like, damn, are you, what the fuck? Are you, nah. Looks can be deceiving. And then there's some niggas that look like he, I know that nigga gonna rock a pussy all night long. And you be like, this just sit here. Like, John look like he got some good dick. He do.
Yeah, he do.
John look like he got some good dick.
He look like he go gorilla on.
Yeah, he look like he got some good dick.
I can neither deny or confirm that.
And then he's going to talk to you while he's doing it.
What do you say from a super nigga now? Hey, goddamn it.
You gonna
get it. You
gotta
get
it.
You have to realize you are a group of super niggas.
That's kings, right?
Uh-huh.
That's kings.
Uh-uh.
Okay.
Can't
argue with that.
Let me chime in on that one though. Looks can be deceiving. I honestly swear, I promise you, I gotta concur with what Lady Libra did say, because man, the ones that look like they got that fire, man, look, that shit can be deceiving. And you wanna say
they really got that fire.
You want to put
the best pussy I ever had was with an ugly bitch. Ugly bitches got the best pussy, man.
She was trying to make you number one, not number two. She was trying to give you a proposal.
I mean, a few of them, I had to just straight up let them know.
Change.
You know what I'm saying? I had to just let them know. It was in the middle of why they thought they was just doing their thing. And they looking at me, they like, what's going on, baby? What you thinking about? I'm like, baby, you don't even know her.
They say, like, you don't even know her.
You don't even know her.
Right on, my nigga. Hey, there you go. There you go, like the fan chat.
That's it. Yeah, sometimes it be like that. I mean, you know, when that's why you think motherfucker cut the lights out.
Some of them make you miss your girl.
Man.
You know
That's bad, man. Hey, I got a question for Lady Libra.
What?
Now, what do you tell the basic bitches that got they man that's good to them, but can't lay that dick right? How do you help them basic bitches cool they man?
Help them get on top? Not
Well, actually, you know, some things, you know, you naturally have a routine. Like, some shit you just naturally like to do. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, you got to experiment with him to see what he likes and what he doesn't like. You know what I'm saying? Because what drove the other nigga up the wall might turn up this nigga here off. You know what I'm saying? So you have to be careful when you go to, you know, licking on this one's nipples, because he might feel like a bitch-made nigga. You go to sucking on his your chest. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, so you've been sucking on titty. You've been sucking on nigga titty. Basically,
yeah,
what you trying
to say?
I
fucked on one of them titties. He said,
I ain't even gonna lie and say, I don't like to get my titties licked.
y'all is stupid tonight, man. Y'all on top of y'all game.
I licked that one off.
I ain't gonna stop her. I'm not going to stop her from licking my nipples. That's all I'm saying.
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
If she's giving that fly head, you shouldn't even be complaining.
Absolutely.
From what I learned, that some niggas and some people get off into, you know, anal licking and tossing salads and stuff, but I personally don't. So I'm not going to even, you know, get off.
You missing out on a whole lot.
I mean, I'm not a giver of that. You know, I'm a receiver. You know what I'm saying? I personally have not met one who, you know,
to give or receive.
Well, I mean, you know, it's not a big deal to me because, you know, I mean, I have so much ass. I'm going to, you know, smother them anyway. So, I kind of like be trying to look out for their business.
That's just nasty because you got too much ass to wipe. Ain't no way you wiping all that ass. So, no.
When I need help, motherfucker, I'll call you. When I need help, I just call Trapper John over. I can't reach
you. I know you're going to dig this.
You damn right. But, the pound pupper is loose. The pound pupper is loose.
Hey, pup in my mouth.
Lady Libra.
What?
I
like that you called Susanna to me tonight, King. I really like that you called Susanna to me.
Because I know you got a lot of basic bitches listening to that basic bitches land. You know, in basic bitch land, you dig? So I need to you know.
Super niggas on deck.
Okay.
Activate. Okay.
You gotta let them know. What do you tell them basic bitches to update self-esteem in 2013?
What do I tell them how to get on top and raise their self-esteem to the top?
I tell
them to basically accept who they are and start thinking positive thoughts. You know what I'm saying? Because you are what you think. You know what I'm saying? So is a man thinker, so is he. So if you think you ain't shit and you can't get to where you want to get, then mm-hmm. that's what's going to happen. So what you mm-hmm. need to do to get to the top of your game.
That's best. Yeah.
I can get back with your ass now. While you want to play while I'm enlightening the world on how they need to start training their thoughts. You know what I'm saying?
You can't get mad because he's on top of his game.
Shut up, Long D.
On top of the game. That's it.
I was answering King's question. Okay, however, ladies, you know what I'm saying? It's start training your mind. You know what I'm saying? Start speaking it out your mouth. Even if you don't have $1 million, start speaking that you have that $1 million. It's power in words. You know what I'm saying? Watch what you say. You know what I'm saying? Because when you speak negativity, then that's what you bring forth. You speak positive things, then positive things manifest themselves. You know, it's a lot of basic bitches in basic land that hate me because of the way I speak and I bring forth life. You know what I'm saying? I spoke all this shit into existence. You know what I'm saying? The power is in my mind and the power is in my tongue. So watch what you say, because some things that you say fall back on you when you say certain things, like bitches that speak negative things on little innocent children because of their being insecure about what it is that they want in life. No. Watch what you say. Stay on top of your game in a positive way and leave all the negative confessions to the left.
And you know this.
And you know
man.
This.
And
you
know man. This. And you know man.
Man. All right, so back to the motherfucking topic, which we were talking about being on top. This is on top Tuesday to top Tuesday. So what are we trying to do with to top the top? You know what I'm saying? Can you do that? Is it possible to be the best? You know what I'm saying? Everybody want to be the best. They say it really is all about ego. Everybody got an ego. So nobody want to fall back. You know what I'm saying? Play the back seat. Nobody want to play the backseat, but sometimes it's cool to play the backseat because then you can drive from the backseat. Now, wrong with it being a backseat driver.
Somebody is balancing and rotating some motherfucking tires in the background, and that's not how we're going to be on top for this year.
You know what?
I ain't balancing your shit. And to piggyback on what he said, I ain't necessarily driving from the back seat, but I'm just telling my chauffeur where I need to be and what time I need to be there, you dig?
That's what's up.
I found
my
new love.
Hot Talk Radio, man. This is what
I say my new love is on the switchboard.
Hey, he gonna have to wait till after we have some fun.
You nasty fucker, you.
One and one, we're having some fun in the bedroom all day and all of the night. Two and two, I took off my shoes in the bedroom all day and all of the night. Three and three, she undressed me in the bedroom all day and all of the night. Four and four, we fucked on the floor in the bedroom all day and all of the night. Five and five, I pulled up her thighs in the bedroom all day and all of the night. Six and six, the bitch sucked my dick in the bedroom all day and all of the night. Seven and seven, we went to heaven in the bedroom all day and all of the night. Eight and eight, she masturbated in the bedroom all day and all of the night. Nine and nine, she licked my ass in the bedroom all day and all of the night. Hey, ten and ten, the bitch doing it again in the bedroom all day and all of the night. Get off my ass, bitch. Get your face off my ass, motherfucker.
And now for our feature presentation.
Y'all already know what to do, man. It's Hot Talk Radio, 917-889-8677. The caller number, press that one if you want to chime in and holler at your boy about being on top. I mean, hey.
I mean, you know, I love music, but anytime you play that Two Live Crew, my pussy stand up. I'm sorry.
Just let the world know. Just let it stand up. Just let it stand up. Just call the Lord. Let it stand up.
My boyfriend just checked in. What's going on, low key?
Yeah, what's happening?
It's low key.
What's up? What's up, man? You know what I'm saying? What it do?
Yeah, hey, we in the building, man. We got Swerve G, King, Cali Red, Low Key, Ice, everybody in the building, man. We're trying to find out Low Key, man. How does it feel to be on top in the zone top always?
Hold up, man. Hold up, man. You forgot the we gotta activate the super nigga, man.
Oh yeah. Hold on. Okay.
Trying to create some motherfucking monsters.
Activate low key, go ahead, man.
Now I got some energy, man. Hold up, man. You know what I'm saying? Let me take a drink, man. Hold on, right quick, man. Nah, okay. Yeah, now, to be on top, you know what I'm saying, you have to definitely have a goal, you know what I'm saying, in mind and be working towards that goal. And like Lady Libra was saying, you know what I'm saying, you talk your destiny. So if you talk it, you can achieve it. So, you know what I'm saying, the tongue, you know what I'm saying, could be a liar, man, and put you back, you know what I'm saying, if you let it. But, you know what I'm saying, definitely is a power in the tongue, man. So
That's what she keeps telling me. I ain't believe her.
I know.
Talk it how you live it.
I'm saying, the power of the tongue, I ain't believe it to that last bitch. I'm telling you. The tongue
is a fool, boy.
You ever had a motherfucker catch the Holy Ghost on your dick? It just, hey, do it like
nah, I don't heard her speaking tongues before.
Exactly. Just speaking tongues, just going to the spirit on a nigga dick. Just like, holy little.
She was like, will a real nigga stand up? Hey, man, I had to be the first one.
That's what's up. I know you're going to dig this.
You could call with that, Callie Ray.
Yeah, I'm cool with that. I'm here. I'm just straight listening.
Yeah, you know, Tuesday's the super nigga takeover, man. You know what I'm saying? You know that. You know how we do it.
No,
come on. Super nigga.
You know what?
It's
y'all need an anthem. Hey, y'all, why don't you tell Henry White to do y'all an anthem? You know what I'm saying? Because ain't nothing. Hold on. See, I heard Henry White say it, and I'm waiting on you to say it to me. Shout out to that super bitch Eureka, the R&B diva. You know what I'm saying? Those little bitches are taking over the world one day at a time. But what you need to do is go to Henry White and say, he need to go ahead and produce the first super nigga anthem, because can't nothing top that super bitch anthem by the Zuma.
Girl, now you got the Tequila Hot Top Radio.
Hey,
we some super bitches, straight perfection with no glitches. Keep your man tight, cause he just might make my head. We super bitches, straight perfection with no glitches. Worldwide scouted, bitch, we show you how to do this. We some super bitches, super bitches, we super bitches. Keep your man tight, cause he just might make my head. We super bitches, super bitches, we super bitches. Worldwide scouted, bitch, we show you how to do this. I'm worldwide scouted, so these chicken heads routed. Hold back and lock your bowels. Fuck with me, bitches, I doubt it. I'm hated by many, but my blood pumping in it. So you best quit fucking with me, cause any hoe can get it. I'm tired of being tested, cause your homie in a glitch. And why the fuck you stick around if that nigga don't respect ya? Cause I'm trying to drown his pockets, conversate only about you. Better get on your job, cause he ain't never mentioned you. Super bitches, straight perfection with no glitches. Keep your man tight, cause he just might make my head. We super bitches, straight perfection with no glitches. Worldwide scouting, bitch, we show you how to do this. We some super bitches, super bitch, we super bitches. Keep your man tight, cause he just might make my head. We super bitches, super bitch, we super bitches. Worldwide scouting, bitch, we show you how to do this.
Knocking bitches off and they shit they can do.
It be the bitches that don't hate, cause they forever show the lie. Pull up the teeth and be the baddest bitches in the club. My shit tight, two bitches wish you could copy. They make niggas hate it, but real niggas love a super bitch. I'm in model super bitch, spending money super bitch. You get crazy super dick and all her niggas super rich. I'm in model super bitch, spending money super bitch. Cause fake niggas hate it, but real niggas love a super bitch.
You a broke hoe, I'm a super bitch. You niggas super broke, my niggas super rich. I get super paid, I'm super fresh. You talking small change, I'm talking super check. Super bitches be roll up, bro niggas make me sick. Bro, camp gang, high class, basic hoes be bypass. Bitch, I'm known, so I gotta have a bow. Tell the waiter, bring them bottles, we don't care how much it costs.
Wow, our money, their ring, money coming, it's not. Like diamonds, white chips, green.
you say your bitch bad? What she shooting at the gun range?
Well, I got a super bitch.
What her score like?
Now she done watched me break my wig down so many times. Your Carly bust a beat down and roll it like mine. Bitch, you can take my bomb and bag it up like I do it. Wrong brains like a white girl, but got a ghetto booty. She my getaway driver when I make pops. On the bench, she a rider. We ride so to be on top. I taught her how to load guns. She don't kill the clips. Niggas fake goonin'.
My bitch real with your shit.
She don't cup up all the weed. She don't waste my liquor. Feel like I was cheating.
Let me taste you, nigga.
And acquitted a creeper.
She know she come first.
Now every time I hit it, I beat it.
Make sure she come first.
Yeah, I got a super bitch.
About the project single bound.
Yeah, I got a super bitch.
Stay good, stay down.
Yeah, I got a super bitch.
See her fly around town.
That's why I call her super bitch.
New coupe top down.
Yeah, I got a super bitch.
And she got X-ray vision.
Yeah, I got a super bitch.
See through the bullshit they spit.
Yeah, I got a super bitch.
Cooked open down the same kitchen.
That's why I call her super bitch.
Yeah, your boy True Giant, man. Looking for a super bitch, you know what I'm talking about? Cause I'm a super nigga, you hear me? So where you at? Ayy, where my super bitch? Where my super bitch? Looking for a super bitch. Where she at? Where she at?
Where she
I'm looking
at?
For my super bitch.
Y'all know what to do, man. What's up, Radio? What's going in?
Looking for my super bitch.
Looking for my super bitch. Y'all know what to do, man. Hot Talk Radio. We in this thing, man. Fuck with y'all boys, man. Had to do that super bitch, super nigga anthems, all that good shit, man. Everybody know we back on deck for 2013, man. We back on top. We on top, man. Matter of fact, we nominated for our first award for this year. Make sure y'all go vote for us. Y'all know what to do. Bye. Y'all with me?
You
no
already
y'all
know. Hot Talk Radio got that.
They giving you some respect, nigga. Y'all know you're not used to that.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, man, what's going on? What's happening?
It's a group of super niggas that just so happen to be kings that's in the building.
Oh, God. Here we go with this book. A group.
Yeah, we're going to have to do that 2013 King Party, man. You know, going to get it popping.
Hey, man, we popping bottles out this
bitch.
Hey, we popping bottles out
this bitch. Oh, yeah,
that big boss super
party, you know.
Hey, and on the strength, on the cook, on the strength, hey, I'm going to be throwing a super nigga out in Houston, Texas, All-Star Weekend. So I need all my super niggas to unite, activate.
That's what's up. We in
there. Matter of fact, we all call that the boss up party.
Exactly. Hey, let's go. We're going to turn up, man. Super niggas going to unite, man, and just go ahead and eradicate the whole world, all this basicness. We're going to cut the tall trees. We're going to cut the tall trees. You understand? We're going to get rid of all the infidels. You know what I mean? Cut the tall trees. That's it, man. Get rid of all the basic infidels. Yeah, you know I mean, cause you got basic niggas just like you got basic bitches. So we're gonna rid the world of all the basicness and put everything on super. They already know. And once everything on super, everything is on top. You know what I mean? Top shelf, top notch, super. Everything is good. Top grade. You know what I'm saying? That's like I like my women, you know what I'm saying? Top notch. You know what I'm saying? Like my weed, top, you know what I'm saying? Top grade, like my liquor, top shelf. Then what else? Hey, let's go.
You like your weed loud, nigga. You like your weed loud. You like it loud and early.
Actually, you like them like you like it steak. Medium well with some A1 sauce.
A1 like good damn credit.
Me personally, I like that exotic shit.
Ain't nothing like that exotic.
And you know this.
Hey, man.
And you know
man.
This.
Man.
And you know
man.
This.
I like that.
Don't
mean it's exotic.
Low key.
I like that.
You just
don't even exist.
Low key.
Yeah.
You just took me in, but I didn't get a chance to slap you with the wretched questions for the night. And well, when you hear the wretched questions, just know they come from Trapper John. Holla, but shun that's the Lord.
Hey, don't blame it on me. Blame it on the.
You gotta blame it on somebody. But I got. Have you ever been Have you ever, okay, which one I want to ask? Have you ever had some head from a bitch that was so good that you ain't met another bitch yet that can top her head?
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure. But,
I mean, you for sure what? You have? You haven't?
Oh, I have, you know what I'm saying, but you know, I can't really speak on that, you know what I'm saying, in details though, because you know I'm a super nigga, so I don't have to talk about it, I have to be about it.
So you saying that?
You ever been to a topless bar that was better than a real strip club?
Nah, I don't know about that.
Damn them motherfucking bitches. Some topless bars and shit.
I ain't seen too many clubs top the Batted City back in the day.
I'm a super nigga, and I'm telling you, from Atlanta to Vegas to Miami to Atlanta, if they ain't shaking that ass for that cash, throwing that smile, come on, man, making that them ass cheeks clap, they ain't making no money.
If they ain't showing no pussy, there ain't no strip club. That's what's up.
John, did you just confirm that? Did you just say they ain't shaking no ass? So basically what you're saying is you are an ass man.
Pretty much. Ass and titties.
Oh, yeah, that definitely goes hand in hand. It goes hand in hand.
Ass and titties.
Mouth.
And big booty bitches.
You got titties like my booty, baby.
TRAPPERJON Facebook me at Trapper John. Y'all know what to do, man. Hey, of course, the GOAT campaign, we still got the buses going. If you want to go to that All-Star weekend, y'all already know down there in Houston, holler at your boy, man. We got the buses and everything going down there, man. For any transportation need, helicopters, planes, boats, skateboards, scooters, whatever you need, holler at your boy, man. DJ Trapper John, royalgo.c@gmail.com.
John, go ahead and plug yourself.
Shit, they know what it is. Hit me on Twitter at KingJai357 at KingJai357 KINGJA357 Magnum all night long, and we busting it out. Fuck with your boy, Trapper John, Long Wave, Lady Liberal to Long Wave, and be on the lookout for that Henny White mixtape. We already got the AWMG Multimedia Henny White What Up World out right now. Be on the lookout for Cali Red, new calendar 2013. Lady Liberal doing big things with High Talk Radio. Let go.
Cali Red, tell them where they can find you at so they can go see them titties.
Oh, shit. All I got to say is Google me. Shit. That's it. You'll find
Tell them how to spell it. Tell them how to spell it.
It's CALIREDBONE, and that's the same as the website. And if you want to Google me, you can either do Cali Red or Cali Red Bone, and that's how you find me.
Oh, Red Bone. Damn.
Yeah, certified.
Okay. I'm Googling
this. Go Red Bone. Go Red Bone. Go Red Bone.
I'm just so tired of Googling myself. Low-key, tell them where I can find you at.
Yo, you can find me at L-O-K-E-Y-Y-23 on Twitter. Holler at me.
Y'all already know y'all.
Y'all can follow Hot Talk Radio on Hot Talk 2010. That's HOTTALK 2010. Go and follow me on Facebook. That's Lady Libra, one word, LadyLibra, space, hell, H-E-L-L. And it's pronounced Lady Libra, hell. Now, go Google us. All our shows that we've ever produced is at www.blogtalkradio.com/hottalkradio. You can go there, get you something to drink, get you something to smoke, whatever you do. Do not attempt this on a sober mind. Enjoy the show, like them, tell somebody that you like it, tell somebody that you don't like it. Whatever you do, keep Hot Talk Radio in your mouth. We on top, baby. And if you can find another show that can top us, call me and tell me about them, because I damn sure ain't heard about them.
Hey, I'm checking out that Cali Redbone shit. Yeah, hey, it's official.
I left her own ass bitch red bones, so I can get me something to lay me on. Yeah.
And give you that good dome, too.
Oh, yes. Yes, she said she can put on whatever you like. Aye, yeah. That's what's up. Y'all know what it is, man. Hot Talk Radio, we in this bitch, man. Fuck what you heard, man. We do
catch
that
us
shit.
Tomorrow. Catch us tomorrow for Hump Day in the Hood. Same place, same time. It's going down. We live from the Trouble. DJ Trouble John and the Cut. In the meantime, stay on top 2013.
I had. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I had to go.
Hey, Trouble. Because the bottom is not where it's at. We holler.
Hey,